possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's probably the biggest thing for me. He looks really strong coming off the edge. He's knocking back tight ends. He's stalemating tackles, and he's really hitting all those pull kickout schemes really well. So, and pass rush has been more physical too, so the physicality probably would be the thing. He's not a guy that played a lot of football. Late to football in high school, might have played 1 year of high school football. Really only played 1 year of college football, really, is what he ended up playing as far as a full season. Football is kind of one of these games where the more you play it, the better feel you have for it. I think his upside is really there. I think we've seen it already in camp.
Just being free, you know, being out there and going hard, you know, getting the call and just going 100%. That's what it was like at the pro level.
David Ajabo. Talking about being free to do what he has to do. Free to be me. Knee injury, Achilles injury have kind of prevented him from showing that explosiveness we saw in his bust-out season with the University of Michigan 2022. When he and Aiden Hutchinson were the two, I guess, the bookends that terrorized opposing teams, made it to the playoff. Got stunned, if memory serves, there. But David Ajabo is a guy that, as John Harbaugh said prior to that cut, hasn't really played a lot of football. So he's still, I guess, essentially a novice at it. And trying to apply his trade at the highest level, not just playing in the NFL, but at the highest level, playing for one of the best teams in the NFL. Where the Ravens are not a team that is into developing players. They need instant impact guys. And when you're now entering your fourth year in the National Football League, you better really impact up. But David Ajabo had the sack on Richardson in the preseason opener last week against the Colts, which dislocated a finger, even though Richardson's back in practice. Free run. Impressive hit nonetheless. Now, if he had whiffed on it, we'd be like, oh, this guy sucks. Quarterbacks are sitting duck and he can't even bring him down. Oh, he brought him down. He leveled him. But he's fighting with Adisa Isaac, it seems, for that last pass rush spot. Unless the Ravens get zany and go six on the outside, which they're normally reluctant to do. But they're also reluctant to get rid of draft picks. But Isaac's only his second year in the league out of Penn State. And Ajabo's down, as we said, in his fourth year. So, Nolan, it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan, by the way. Let's say hello to everyone. Vinny's out at One Winning Drive. We'll hear from him later in the show. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it up to 12. You want it loud. Send your request. Plotsport Tech sign, we'll make it happen. It doesn't have to be metal. Be whatever you want. Loud. You want to hear LRB crank to 12? We got you covered. Air Supply, as loud as we can turn it, we got you covered. It's all it's about. Just turning it up. Hence the name, Turn It Up Tuesday. But with David Ajabo, he's a bubble guy. For instance, Jalen Armour Davis was going to be that guy too, but injuries have kind of put him on the right side of the bubble. And we'll talk about this, Kevin Ostreicher, and the fact that he's played well helps his cause. I mean, if you go out there and you stink, they're still going to be looking to upgrade from what your position is and what your performance level is for the team. But is there anything David Ajabo can do other than Adisa Isaac getting hurt, not going for Micah, that doesn't happen, or being absolutely dreadful, that earns him a spot on the team, if in fact that's what it's basically coming down to, those two guys for one spot?
I'm just having a hard time seeing it. I think it would have to be an injury, some sort of roster hole creation elsewhere to get him on there. I mean, even if he goes crazy in these next two preseason games, a couple sacks, I mean, he's going to make the decision harder. But look, Isaac was a draft pick last year, third round pick at that. So it's not like he's some late round project. They had high hopes for him coming out of Penn State and, you know, didn't do himself any favors where he essentially had a redshirt year with the hamstring issue last year. But Ajabo's in the same boat, and not just one year, multiple years. So the Ravens knew that it was going to be the injury setback when they drafted him. That was what they signed up for. But then to hear John Harbaugh saying, well, you know, he's still learning the game of football. I mean, had he not gotten hurt, he's a first-round pick. That's not the way you should be talking about someone like that 3-4 years later. Well, he's still learning. No, that's off the table. Second-round pick even, you know, which is where they ended up taking him. That's not the way you should be talking about somebody with that kind of draft status. So I get he's defending his guy, but that alone should show you how dire of a situation it is for him right now.
So David Ajabo, at the very least, though, Nolan, if he plays well, doesn't make the Ravens, another team will take a chance on him. You know, again, still relatively young, still relatively new to the game of football. And, you know, he can go somewhere else and thrive. There have been players that have left the Ravens. Zach Seiler comes to mind, but he was late sixth, seventh round pick. And boy, has he carved a niche in Miami with the Dolphins. He's been paid a couple of times, so you can't keep them all. But what I like, with all the respect to Ajabo and even Isaac, is the fact that Tavius Robinson has become a guy for them. And is he going to get you 15 sacks? No. But remember, his last year at college, he led the nation in sacks. So he's coming in here, and he's certainly earned playing time. And we're all excited about Mike Green and what he brings to the equation. An inch for inch, pound for pound, he might be the most talented pass rusher they have on this 2025 team. And if he can, you know, start to scratch that surface, which could be unlimited potential. I mean, are we expecting 12 from Van Noy, 10 from Owe? I mean, we'll get into that, obviously, before we get to September 7th. But I'm skeptical. I still think they'll be effective. But can Mike Green come in and maybe do what Clowney did a couple of years ago as a younger player on top of it? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It's hard to predict for me, just because I'd say right now Van Noy and Owe are your starters for week one,
sure,
at least out the gate. I think Mike Green, as great of a preseason performance as he might end up having, and the other night was a step in the right direction for sure. I mean, he was all over the place on that field. I don't know if he'll get those kinds of reps out the gate. When we get to the second half of the season, is he the guy at that point? Wouldn't surprise me at all. But maybe a slow ramp up for him as he adjusts to the NFL out the gate. He'll definitely be coming off the bench quite a bit. He'll be a very active rotation piece. And I'd imagine on third downs, get out there. You know, big sack situations, we want that guy on the field. But I'd still say that Owe and Van Noy probably outsnap him, at least to begin.
What do you think, people? 410-583-1057. Is Isaac ahead of Ajabo? And if David Ajabo doesn't make the team, we can get into that fine line of bust or reasons for not reaching potential. He played 13 games last year and really couldn't find himself a role in Zach Orr's defense. But would you consider him a bust? I mean, we can go back a year ago today, around this time anyway, and a lot of people, and you know, I might have been leaning towards this myself, even Vinny, that Rashad Bateman might have been leaning towards bust potential. Now he's a guy that is going to be an integral part of one of the best games, or the best offense, best passing games in the National Football League. Bateman was the first round.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A pick. But Ajabo was supposed to be a first-round pick. So as we look at him at this stage, and he doesn't make the team, and he's on the bubble, which is probably not where you want to be 4 years in, do we lean bust or a guy who couldn't reach his potential because of injury, or he was a one-year flash in the pan benefiting at Michigan because Aiden Hutchinson was on the other side, a guy who has gone from Michigan to wreaking havoc in the National Football League with the Lions.
Starting to look like a one-year flash in the pan would absolutely be worthy of a bust label because of the draft status, like you mentioned. If he was a fifth or a sixth rounder, well, nobody's up in arms right now. It's just another fifth or sixth rounder that didn't make it in the NFL. Who cares? But because he was viewed that highly, and not just a first rounder, he would have been out of the Ravens' picking range in the first round. It's not like he would have been going somewhere between 25 and 32. I mean, he was like fringe top 15. With how coveted pass rushers are in this league. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even with, you knew signing up that rookie year, it was, the injury was going to wipe it out. So the fact that he even played in what, a game or two at the end of the year was impressive enough, actually left me pretty hopeful about what he could become the year following, and it just wasn't there. More injuries. Last year, healthy enough to be out there for most of the year, you'd forget he was out there at all, completely right. Non-existent. So we're multiple years into this. We're multiple injuries into this. I don't know how it's anything but a bust.
So the Ravens back in practice on the field right now. As a matter of fact, Vinny's there. We'll hear from him later on in the afternoon as the preseason game two will be happening on Saturday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have their own issues. We'll worry about that in due time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.